This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Aurora police engage in racist policing, according to a new report from the state. It found that officers stop, arrest, and use force against black people disproportionately. State Attorney General Phil Weiser ordered the investigation.
These actions are unacceptable. They hurt the people that law enforcement is entrusted to protect, and they destroy community trust.
Weiser's office also found faults with the way Aurora officers are trained and use force. He's seeking an agreement with city officials to implement a wide range of reforms in both the police and fire departments. But Weiser also says he expects change will take time. Colorado business leaders are getting ready for President Biden's vaccine mandate to take effect for companies with at least 100 workers. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The details of Biden's plan are still being finalized. The Boulder Chamber of Commerce says response from its members has been mostly positive. A federal mandate provides a legal framework, so companies don't have to worry about it. But other business organizations are less enthusiastic. The Denver Chamber of Commerce says it supports a local approach for businesses wrestling with the question of whether to mandate vaccines. Colorado Public Radio will be subject to the president's vaccine mandate. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Look for clear skies across the state tonight. Lows will get down to around 40 degrees in the central mountains. You're listening to CPR News.